permission to have brings down the Mishnah says all nes in the tassel, unless it's a ner that stole it on Shabbos. It's a plague right now on Shabbos. So again, everyone knows the case of the ner means the cup had the shem inside, or the silo, that is flame on top, cannot be with tassel. The main question is, if a person can you tassel a lamp on Shabbos? So gupoi, so kaimoi, mecham, letzel, can you move a lamp? Now, there are three different types of lamps to discuss. There's a lamp, there's mana kazal, that has regular fire inside. There's a lamp today that people still use incandescent light bulbs that get hot. And there's a third type of lamp that is the case of fluorescent, or today LED, that has no heat to it. Three different types. The starting point, first you have to understand what is the muksa of shalhevis, to bring it down to the case of lamps. LED is hot? Fluorescent is not hot. You touch the whole thing, it's not hot.
What?
Both? Both not hot. It's not, you have clothes white. It has some warmth to it, it's not hot. I'm touching it, so no problem. So the question is, what's the law going to get to fire in general first? The Kamal Rashi, and that was Rashi being down, the end of Shemi Chabo Aner. Why, you might come to extinguish the flame, and therefore you cannot be metallical. You have Mishnah, he says that way, he says that. Kamal Mashal, and he says, to read Gemara. The Gemara and Daphne involved things down. That's the most Havmino. However, once the point of Shimon Eilis Kavit is without a case of secretion of Mutter, there also should be a case of Mutter. Saying that it's going to point of Yehuda, it's very sure, this is Shimon speaking, that is Eilis Kavit. David Mashal points out, it goes a little bit sure in Rashi. Moravam in Reishai testing is down also Kash in Rashi, being Moisif, the Rav Mishnah is sure. The reason for why Moisif is pointed out to Kivagar, telling Rashi that explains Gemara's Havmino is not that sure. Rashi can do it numerous times, goes with the Havmino, and he says Pshat in the beginning. It must change it. The Kash is why the Rav Mishnah is, why he says Pshat al Shem Yechabo, that's not the Maskono. But it's my favorite Kashu, why is that so? Why they pick this reason? The argument of the truth from the point of Kashua, Slach, but my favorite, let's put it to Havmino. So what is the Isser of the Shalhevis? So Gemara, when it speaks to that, Gemara says, why cannot the bosses the double Isser? The Ner, and the Shemin, and the Psilo, all three things are bosses the double Isser. So what is the Isser of the Shalhevis? When you say, why cannot be metal to the Ner? It's not what's Gemara's having the Shem Yechabo. Why? Because the bosses to the Shalhevis. That means we have an assumption in the Gemara, Shalhevis Avada in and of itself is Mukso. Why? Doesn't say why. Everything is underneath that is coming from a Shamsa, it's the bosses. Therefore, the wick, and the oil, and the cup of Maisa Mukso. Where is the Issa Shalhevis? What is the Mukso? What's the Ksa of a Shalhevis? So the Chanish, he starts off in Simim Alf, Kant Zain, with the Issa, since it's not made for total, it's Kriyas Makum, it's made to be in a set place. It makes up this kind of a new mukso of kriyas makam. It's made to be and not to be moved. That's not nichol neheter of something that is made to move. And therefore it's mukso on Shabbos. We'll get to it. It's not sunk yet. This is where it's coming from. Right, this is coming on the Chazishim. It came along with the Yisrael, a new mukso. It's not made for total kriyas makam, it's mukso. Why is that made for total? He says two things. He either starts off, seems to say two different ideas. One is he says, why? Because you don't want to move it, because it might be mechapa, might be extinguished. A friend points out, Gemara says, the reason is not al shem yechapa haner. So he says, what he means, Shlom Zalman explains, or Minchasid Chogi explains, means he's not thinking about halacha shavoy, it's balabatish. The person does not want to move it, because why? If you move it, go out, and then he won't have haner around anymore. And since he wants it, therefore he's not going to move it. So therefore, the it over here is why? It's kriyas makom. One reason. The second thing the Chazanish goes on and saying, funny why it's Kriyas Makom. Since it's made to be this place, the Derek is not to move it. It's not made for Tiltol. Therefore, since it's not made for Tiltol, people leave it in its place. Therefore, it's not definitely getter of something that first can move from place to place. The Derek is to leave it where it is. That's the Derek, to leave it in its place. Now, it could be the Chanish is just really a build up. He's saying, since maybe it's the Shemit Shechapo, it might go out. Therefore, you can leave it in its place. So you can leave it over there. Come along with Shomazaman. What? Oh, come along with Shomazaman. In the case of Aleph, Simon Yudalit. He means down after the season, the Chazish has decided why Shalhevis is Mukso. He says he does not understand. He has numerous kashas upon this Mahalach and Kfiyas Mukum. By this thing, he's not going to move because it's not made for Tosol. He says the Chalapam is seven kashas. He doesn't speak them out quickly. Again, he has decided over the Chazish that over it's not made for Tosol. It's made for Kfiyas Mukum. No moves the flame. No moves it. It's one is Dilma Techab, it could be, it's just a building. building block. And therefore it's not going to move it. He said again, the story does not make it total. Number one, he says, what do you mean? Let's say you put inside a lamp, and you have a glass blocking it, and therefore the wind's not going to blow it out, and therefore, forget, all lamps with minus colors made from place to place. So again, why is that so? You tell me it's not made for total. You put inside a lamp, it'll be blocked, it is made for total. The Shwasuzkhok wants to answer, maybe it's blood to Chachamim, but one kashi says from the Zaman, blood to Chachamim. One kashi is, you're saying an idea where it's not made for total, let's say it is made for total. Allah. Second thing he says, it might have so, for it's nice, like we've seen Meshain test, make it nice to move it, should work. You're saying, why is it not make it total? Make it nice. I am going to be powerful. Number three, he says, is a fact. He says, you see people move a candle, that's what they move it around all the time. He says, well, right, you see people move a thousand of them, welcome. I don't know what you tell me, it's not made to be a thousand of them, welcome. Even without a lamp, people move candles all the time. Number four, he says, if so, the loch is negated moving a fire on Shabbos, the mice is also, but in Yom Kippur, the mice is allowed to move it. Mice are, why allowed to move it? The loch of Muxa is negated in Yom Kippur, even more stark than Yom Kippur, and if the loch should be only in Yom Kippur, the Eichel Nefesh should be mutter, otherwise it should be also. But mice we see by Yom Kippur, mice is mutter. Number five, he says, you tell me people are makbid not to move it, maybe it's only makbid at night, let's say during the day, where you do not need light anymore. A lot of little kids not moving it anymore. So during the day, the halachas, you should be able to move a candle. Number six, he says, the halacha is, in the Simurai Shine test, when you light and narrow for a chalish eight by sakana, the halacha is, for a chalish eight by sakana, the mice cannot move, or a regular person cannot move. Why? The whole reason why it was lit was to move it around, because you need it. So once it was lit to be moved around, should be able to move around the Samazari. And number seven, he says, let's say some person wants to go to sleep. During the year, you would put it out, and on Shabbos, you would move it. So forget it, it's made to be moved when you want to go to sleep. You want to take it out of the room. So he has the kashas, mamash, mitzvah alocha, mitzvah tzvora, mitzvah an hogu shaboy. He doesn't understand how in the world the Chanish says, the idea of a shalavat wife, the muktzah, it's not made for total. He says, my thing is, the facts are, the kimtzes are, the cases are, my thing is made for total. Therefore, he does not understand what the story of the Israel is. Kamlon Chazish says another reason based upon the Kiveger. I mean, again, we start with one reason, Shami Chavo. A second reason why it's not even for total. A third reason, says the Chazish, besides the example of Kiveger, Nichol Leged of Neulad. Neulad or Neulad Gomer, the Meister will be Machmer for a case on Shabbos. And therefore, what the time is Nichol Leged, it can't be switched to the flame over here. And therefore, Nichol Leged, a Muxim inside the figure of Neulad. Building upon this, Kamlon Shamazam, also numerous caches. Neulad, can't be coming into the world over here. Like, and therefore, it's a new, like, brand new, it's a new thing here constantly. Then the government want to call it what? Kaddish says it's Shabbos and Kivek. So he's discussing a Shabbos. Kamal Shabbos Amos says, Israel, first of all, on Yom Tov, he has a fire over here, before on Yom Tov, why in the world can take a match, light one from another, for follow up with communication with Leila, and forget we all the Maitre of Mutter. Maitre, we all even more map on Yom Tov again to give Leila in the case of Shabbos. Number one, he says. All you can do is the Meister, everyone knows you can take a flame and light food and cook things on Shabbos. It's not a problem because that's his consciousness over here. What's he studied? What time? Because in the Odom, we do not see anything new that came over here. So what time on any flame? No one sees anything new over here. It's not being the whole Apitora and the Sugya of Neulad. What is the Neulad? We mentioned the core of the study of Neulad is based upon the Pasuk Vechino Shaviu B'yem HaShishi. You have to have things prepared before on B'yem HaShishi. How do you prepare for that fire on Shabbos when you're on Tiff? You light every Shabbos, light every Yom Tiff. So you did your Afanah. The whole state of Leila should not apply in this situation. Because the whole Leila is why it should be prepared. This is your preparation by lighting it. So you do not say, Afi, so why is it the cloud Leila? Why isn't Leila? Why should be the Yom Tiff should be even a case that's worse? So again, so the first three Mahalkim Be'etim are saying really the case of the Shalhevis is a Kli. Except either the reason to be Machmas Shem Yichava, or second reason to be a Smokim, or Neilat. All three of the four are very sure. They can come on that point, the kind of Echart. Shalhevis, the reason why it's Mukse is not a Kli. Moshe Shuvan Achaim Kalikimel from the Nose says, you know why? Just like an eight of Avon is not a Kli. Food is a Shalhevis, the Mice is not a case of a Kli. Not a Kli. Explain them from Zalman in the Shuvah why that's so. First, he says the idea that since the flame constantly switches over and over, do not look at the flaming part of the wick and the shaman. The two separate entities. Now, since looking at the flame in and of itself, the mice of the flame has no mamoshes. It's not tangible, you cannot touch it. Therefore, the flame by itself cannot move from mokum to mokum. It's la bar tofu. Since you cannot move your flame from place to place, not lichum together your side of kli. It's not something that has a gedder kli. You know, Mazil points out the whole idea to miyakin something is not to make it kli, it's ois mokso. Here, since every single time it's a new thing, can miyakin this? It's a new thing a second later. It's not tangible right now. Since it's a new thing every second, it's not, there's no yichid on it, it constantly switches. Therefore, as he said, not being kli, as if it's not kli, it's mukso. Which Rambam also says, Vinyan Chaznish, he said, doesn't say what the reason is. The Maisa, Seifel Soy, you are metalkalit. So again, it comes along the same, you said over here, he says, the Shalhevet, it's mamash like Eitim. It says like Eitim, and it's not a kli, because there's no mamashis, and therefore, this Indian is mukso. So again, we have to say that Moshe Rambam, Shalom Azalman, Dom Azalman, Chaznish, Shalom says, you said over here, it's not a kli. Now, I did see the Shmasitra, he asked a question, so what's not a kli? Offer, the law says, Simit Shechad. It's if Lamaches, the law is offer, Yim Yachid, it might be used, even though it's not a kli. So, first of all, his assumption that he's saying that offer, Yim Yachid is not a kli, I'm not sure why that's so. Say, when Yim Yachid gives the getter of kli. But right as they point out, the case of Bekar, the Gemara says, it's called Dal Nom Nalef. The Gemara says, the reason why a Bekar is Muksan Shabbos, the Gemara says, not a kli. Some it's not a kli, the Gemara calls it not Muksan. Aleph. Vaidin, it's not a kli. It is Muksan. So the first we see, we have a Gemara that way, and often the Gemara gets different. You know, Miyachid, they make it for its use, physically. Void, it could be just maybe even want to help me. He comes along and says, we do not need a kli by Hilchos Shabbos to make it, or it's Muksa. Should you say the right from offer? First of all, I don't know where he got this right. He quotes a Moshe, doesn't know where Moshe's coming from. I know, as far as I see, the Gemara said by Bekas, and not a kli, therefore it's Muksa. Black by Gemara. I offer you Miyachid, therefore it is a kli. The whole idea of Yichud is to make it a kli, says the Gemara Zilber. That's what the Yichud of Yichud is. Now it's designated to be an object that has its use. Second, it could be maybe even one time though. What?
You can't do that.
It's constantly switching. It can be Yachud, right? Or that, or another way to say over, a job different, even if you need a Yichud kli, the Yichud kli is why? It's something that it's movable by total. A flame, since it stands by itself, the words are the Shlomo Zalman. It's something that is about itself. Not made. It cannot be moved. No one can move a flame by itself. It's not movable. Why can't you take the wick and move it? Move the shemen. They can't move a flame. It's not tangible. What?
Ain't by mamish.
Right. Ain't by mamish. His words are ain't by mamish la bar tolkalu. So the reason why it's mukso is because it's not nichol together of clean. It's not about tolkalu. I mean, whether you need a word clean per se, which much sounds like it's sort of clean per se. Or whether you say it's not a kli per se, but the concept of kli is a bas total, and this is not a bas total. So again, I'm not sure what loss you want to use, but each year, the maestro certainly is not a bas total or not a kli, and therefore it's not have the achievement of having together being a bas total. And therefore, the reason why Shalav is in Moksa, it's again not a kli and not a bas total. So again, those are the four options, but each of the first one, not a kli, not a bas total. Again, three other scores the Chonim bring down. So the score is very straight to go either against Shemi Chav and the Havnino, or the idea of Neilad, or the idea of Neilad. Once we have these Neilad Shalhevis, then let's discuss lamps. So again, to get to a lamp, this Mana Chazal in this fire over there, a ladder, that's without metalsim, that's about case. It's Muksa. Why can the flame itself is not a clear? It's a boss now. Very good, it's a boss. It's just like the Gemara said, the wick and the oil and the cups are bosses. What's the lamp? The boss is the flame, and therefore the lamp of Adik cannot move. That's what Zman HaChazal, the lamp has a flame inside. The lamp negated to us is Zman HaZeh, when they have the Shabbos lamps, the inside of it, let's say, has an incandescent light bulb. A filament, that incandescent light bulb, a filament, the mice that glows. In that case, it gets very hot. The question here, is it like a Shalhevitz, the same Aloch of Shalhevitz, the bosses, the Dover Itzer, and if it cannot move any of it? But no, so typically, call it Klishal Itzer, call it Klishal Hefer, but you must look all upon the group in the
family. You said just going back, you say that the reason that it's not a flame is a Neulad, right? So it's not a buses for what it was before. It's just a totally different thing.
So even the buses.
Okay, so I'm saying, why? In other words, so many things got choice. Because this flame was
the idea of buses is bottle. Whenever the thing has happened, this was. I mean, if this had a buy of Neulad, this is part of that extension of that thing.
No, but.
It's total because the thing on top. That means the thing on bottom is Neulad now. That's not what this is Neulad.
So
let me get to tell you that it's Moshe's.
to say, Miga
just got to tell you, finish much as excel as Leah would.
Different things.
True, but still, Migas, can you move a Benesh Moshe?
Every second.
Can you move a Benesh Moshe? Maybe.
Not Benesh Moshe. It's not one.
You cannot move a Benesh Moshe, correct? Right. You cannot move a Benesh Moshe. Migas can tell you Benesh Moshe is considered a Kuli Yamai. So the law about moving lamb is very simple. Come along with the same as the Tula Shabbat. The Maisi brings down who asked this, he brings down the Moshe asked this, and Shlomo Zalman asked this. Take out simple bottom, the other English savior says, who might have maxed this? It's very simple, or Moshe might have maxed this, and from the Dalman might have maxed this. So it's very simple, you have a law for. You realize, of course, to the Shabbos, the Oysim are the same as my team, with the same people over here. They can't both all the same things. The question really is, it seems to be a mavuchu what's going on over in the Gerita lamp today. So let's take each mahala from Moshe and then from the Dalman. Again, the Moshe to the Shabbos might have the ulcer. And some bottom example might say some water.
There's no different battery or...
We'll get to that also. First, the lamps per se. The Tula Shabbat said the Issa Moshe was Salafa, and Moshe told him Ikka didn't smoke to move a regular lamp. No problem. However, since people do not know the difference between a flame versus a lamp, the incandescent light bulb, therefore, Asla Chalupe, therefore you have to be Machmer, and have to ask for it. Asla Chalupe, he's a regular lamp with Mana Chazal, with a flame, any flame, first. Any lamp that says man is that his farm was 25 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, less than 20 years ago, was incandescent light bulb, and they would did not know the difference, you have to be
machmer. But you're never gonna get the old lamp. You have to be
machmer
or you have to be
machmer
to read the
English book. Oh, okay,
that's
okay. So first, Apisvara according to Moshe's idea, let's go Apisvara first before Shubis. Apisvara Moshe's idea is why it's not a kli. Here the Maisa, it's wonderful. It's a glass thing that has a coil inside that turns red hot that you can touch, just burn yourself. And therefore, the ethanol I think is a clay. So I'll be swarish, boy, the Maisa has my moshes. It is a clay. The Maisa will be swarish, be no problem. It should be a clay. Mamish clay. Clay is a clay. Yes, but it should be a clay. That's a swarish, should be no problem. And therefore, Moshe answers back, you're right. It could in its mutter. However, also look, Lufay, therefore, the Maisa will be master. This tshuva that to a Shabbos for a time in Igros Moshe or Chaim Chelakei Simchah Beis Islamavod. In the very next tshuva in Simchah Gimel, the tshuva over there in Tzavav Nachum Av Tzav Shem Mem Hei. So first the tshuva Tzav Shem Mem Hei, you look Nakdom and Chelakei on page 29 on the bottom. It says over there the last time Moshe wrote a tshuva Ksav Yad was in Tzav Shem Mem Dalet. El Tzav Shem Mem Dalet. That means this tshuva in Simchah Gimel was not written by Rav Moshe. It was written by other people that Moshe said, he was masking to it, or he signed it maybe. But Moshe did not write it. In the Shuva, whoever's writing it, and they go, Moshe, come along, Moshe says, I'm coming to explain the people of Avufu what exactly my sheet is in the Gerith of the Sugya of Chashmal per se, and also the Gerith of the case of the lamp. And he writes, the Gerith of Kli Chashmal and the case of the lamp, Moshe, the Lok is Avada Ismutr. Avada Ismutr, and he says, and I also am knowing to go move these things on Shabbat, I have no problem. Otherwise, you want to factor it for me? The final solar puff is the worst it can be the Klishim Lakhla Isser, and they must mutter start goofing the Kaiman. That means one Shuva after another. Shuva Simchav Gimel Lamaisi says over there the Loka is, it's Heter. Ulai, you want to say Isser? Fine, either way you can move it. And the Shuva before he said Lamaisi says, also, why Aslach Lufay? Here's the Moshe, and the end of Simchav Gimel says, I'm the wrote Simon before him. Because it's already, it's come to worry about Eish Mamash. Let's see one after another. Maisha tell me the Simchav Gimel Moshe did not write from the Dibris in Simul Amchess, which he himself wrote Kim Bachayit. He writes over there, he should be Maisha on the Tibetalpha. In Simchav Bonim, where did my Mokka say it's Mutter? He says, you know what? I saw it. Moshe moved at last on Shabbos. I saw it. So Vada says, why is it also, you know what? Moshe told me to write it also. So Vada says, you know what? How do I know Moshe Matib? I saw the Maisha moving on Shabbos. Of course, what's Shach? What's that Hogger? What's that look of you, Moshe? They went to a banner, again, the one who wrote to the Shabbat, I ate the stereo, I want to show him inside. He said, no, he knows this, knows that, he wants to see things inside. So I asked him, he told me very simple, Moshe, you write his mutter. You're writing a safe in English, for people in America, they do not know the difference. But Moshe, for them, you should write his ulcer, because they don't lead to a mistake. But Banner told me, if I would have asked him, Yeshiva guy, Yeshiva smear, tell you 100% his mutter. Anyone over here would have asked him, what to tell him about his mutter. About a little bit mutter. Ladakhi knew people 30, 40 years later, building Yeshiva Smir, which was the Shabbat, the sacred written in English. Ladakhi would have known it, but printed Archaim Kalakas in Hebrew. Ladakhi, it was printed in Hebrew after he passed away, years later. He gave me another marshal. He says, for example, Moshe told him to write in a sefer that he cannot move plants on Shabbos. Now, moving plants on Shabbos really depends if it's nokos, eight and nokos, if there's sun around, if the tryst is open, and if you want to simple, one or two pages about it. But father told me, the Moshe said that Moshe told him, just write also, because people could get involved, confused, this, that, other. This writes also. Writing English sefer, that's what you write. But right, one the best thing is go to simple bottom. You have two pages. Try to give you the club when you can, when you can't. So the Moshe told me, writing a sefer of American in English, this is what you write. But if you have asked him, we'll tell him my sefer motor. Now if you also the same Alicha Shlema Mukhsa, he asked about the same question. That's what Bada told him, Khami. That the local Ikan Moshe held the motor for this reason. And the service Moshe the Khalk Aleph, if you want to go down over there, that Rabban Tendler says that numerous times I removed lamps in front of Moshe, and he always kept quiet, except one time the nurse was around, and he was afraid the nurse would learn from him that he's not really keeping Shabbos or whatever. And then we told him, no, now don't move it. Now don't, because he'll learn. And they'll think it might be allowed to do different locks for a friend on Shabbos. Because they do not know the difference between a lamp in the case of a fire. But otherwise, Tendler says, I've done tons of times, and he never said not one word to me, except one time, when other person might learn from you. We see the said of that means the mice at the end of the day, what's the Moshe hold? The Moshe might hold his mother. Except, people learn, don't understand. It's not Lamdon, it's not Lamdon, it's a Makar to be Makar. That's the Moshe Shito. Why? Oh, well, we'll get the things over here. The second sheet of Shlomo Zalman. Again, we mentioned the Shabbat, the Shlomo Zalman helps the author, and the simple one brings down Mice's mother.
So, Ryan, he wasn't Moshe.
No, and he told, and his prince is inside, it can be held motor, and it's called Gimli held motor, and he writes it as his motor.
It doesn't have time to write at all.
That he wrote it?
No, okay. They didn't say anything.
He did one time. But, so the Zaman might say the Tumor, and the Shlomo held out to him, he goes to the Sugya of Negev, moving things. He starts with the Tumor, he says, Maitre, talking, Maitre, moving a flat, but Tumor, motor. End of the Tshuva discussion, he does also talk to the Tshuva Motor. Again, the whole idea of here is not a Kli, the same idea as the Moshe. Why us lachufei, and therefore it's Emer Mamish. Here the Maisa, the flame is not turning away, it's seeing that coil over here. The Maisa is my Moshe, you can touch it. Happy Svarshvoi, from the Dhamma, I do not know any reason for answer. Avadi talk to Tshuva Motor. Therefore, that's Makar to matter. The Tshuva Shabbat is also in the old prince and in the new prince, for time by the Tshuva Shabbat. It said that we're discussing a lamp that went out on Shabbos. The law is, since it was on Ben Hashmoshes, we just can say Ben Hashmoshes, it's considered the Kuli Yomai. Point out, the Tula Shabbos, from Zama Lok, Lamai, the Paskin, to answer it. Because he says, if it's on Ben Hashmoshes, the lamp, if it goes off later on, you have Migdus Katsoi, that means the whole Maitha. It's looks over here. Void in the Shulchan Shlomo is from the Chas of Exam, that from Zama held to move a radiator Maitha that has coils to it, it gets red hot, held to get of Aish, can't move it. So in Tshuva he writes, Chor Tshuva Motor, and yet Lachal Maitre Paskin's also. Before the Teres is very simple, if you look up the Mincha Shlomo in Chelk Aleph, that's the only one that came up with Chayov, he writes over there in Zagdomo, that can be all the Tshuvas, except one, Simon Yudalit. He writes, that one is Rak L'Oreth Ma'anayim, L'Loy L'Maitre. He writes Zagdomo not to be Samech on the Tshuva. Who said not to be Samech on the Heter? He says not to be Samech on the Tshuva. And he wrote that when he came out with Chayov, and he said not to be Samech on the Tshuva. That means the etzem from the zalman held up his swar should be mutter, but don't be samech upon me. That seems over his lifetime he went from being that don't be samech an otzer to don't be samech al yeshem in the swar. Just given the nuskos over his lifetime, when Ma'or Eish came out originally, that he before
became so much anxious for a relay.
No, it's same game. Kenzai, Maisa, when he wrote the first time he wrote in Ma'or Eish, I wrote there only filful. Avadi Ashiach Asim said und the chol gomer. And Lita Kolo that the Moin Abel make learning mistakes from them, and Hanachla Hem Yisrael Shnogim Bo Iser. So Hanachla Hem Lachum over here. That's the right. Void, he says, now let him Oresh HaSholom, in the new ones he brings down there, he didn't even want to print this letter. He's afraid to. He went to around to Numa Tamid HaKomim, and the old Matzah Maitha Pichas is right. No one said what is wrong. No one explained to him why the Maitha should not be Mokso. So everyone between these are printed of Chalil HaHokul. About a Chalil is firm upon it. Even though everyone agrees I'm right. Interesting. Everyone gives Chalil again, more Oresh HaSholom right over there. The reason why a person has Merachik, Me'ish Mesrachim, Merachik Me'ish. Might one of the latest Shuvahs, Mesach Chayiv, in Ma'orah HaShabbos of Yadr, he told of Yadr, Lamaisa, even though there's a reason to be Machmer, Lamaisa, Nochon, Rach Loikid Dai. Not kedai can people learn people make mistakes. Not kedai to be seen in the job. He switches lusach from chalilo avadefi machma nachlehem shenogu iser to lusach loy kedai. Not the best thing to do. Why should Ishmael? Why should you teach chashmal de la ish? People learn from you. Loy kedai. I mean, in Shlomo Zalman, he got used to this word. I think more because he had 50 years of people trying to challenge him and no one could come out why he's wrong. So, chnavi. Now, when you're a young person, 30, 40, you have your sword, you say you're sharp, but the mice take big shoulders beside you. When you have 40 years of history and people trying to answer you, and everyone agrees with you, at the end of the day, it's like you die. That's your left. I guess I'll tell me it's tough when you screw up on it. Still like you die. Fine. That's, I mean, it comes out at the end of the day, that means that Tula Shabbat Simcha Bonim, that they quote Tula Shabbat says, Moshe's mice is a machmer and Shlomo Zalman machmer, but Iker, no, Moshe's mako. Only one will be machmer Shlomo Zalman. If I care, if Simcha Bonim quotes the other way around, no, but Shlomo Zalman says machmer. I mean, they don't really hold the same thing. But Moshe Halm Iker is mutter, the chashah there, if you're worrying about it, you should worry about it. Shlomo Zalman Halm, no, but Etem, you should be machmer. If you Etem, you want to be machmer. Except, you know, there's what to be Samachon. I mean, at the end of the day, if you would ask him what to go do, Moshe would tell you it's mutter, Shlomo Zalman would tell you it's to be machmer. What about the Chazanish? What would he say? Shlomo Zalman in the shuvah and said, let's analyze up his Torah Shavuot. So we have two reasons why he wants to ask us, Kriya Smokim, or the Sugi of Noilad. He says, up in Sugi, Kriya Smokim, because it might go out, it might be a problem. The roof will not place the place. Nobody has Kriya Smokim. The idea of Noilad, what do you mean? The coil that's kept red hot was here before Shabbos. All the Shabbos is there. No, it's in Noilad. The sense of Shlomo Zalman, according to Yitzchak Nish, also a lamp to be able to move on Shabbos. He writes that, or Yitzchak writes that, he's sorry for water, according to Chaz Nish. After Hashem, when Chassidus has come along with kindness, what? No, look at the what's done, the flame is red hot. The coils are red hot. Oh, but you know, but what's the noil? This is not noil. This is always red hot. This never changed. I think when Chassidus is arguing this point, he said, no, yeah, by a noil. You need the outside to become constant. I think the argument in the study of Noilad, where is the Noilad? You need an outside factor that won't just be constantly and says that Minchas Sitka couldn't from Adam according to the Chazanish might also, as Shalemis, in Kivegar, which again, not even the Chazanish Mahalak, you think Shabbat in Kivegar. So Adam said, no, but what are we carrying? What are we moving over here? We're moving the quills that get red hot. Shalemis is not Noilad. And it's the other one time is literally get a Kriya Smokim because of the Chazanish. Why? Because even though you move from place to place, but the Shantras is in one place. You put it down and use it in one place. You didn't want to definitely get a Kriya Smokim. I'm not sure exactly why that's so. So there is a book of what the Chazanish might hold.
Would it be something in one place
of electricity itself in Noilad? No, not that. Just have you look at when you're moving a lamp, you're moving Noilad? You're not moving Noilad. The thing itself is always there.
The
outside factor creates this to always be red hat. Maybe that's different from the Noilad. And if you are moving something, you have the association with Noilad. Not Clark. Maisa, look around the Svar, most of the Maisa Machmar, this all the Shmuel, about 7 years ago, the Chalkidakovich, who about the Debetzino, Minchatitra, Liazer, Namazilgur, the Lamaisha, the Ashiv, and all this. The Maisa come to be Machmar from three different avenues. Either come to be Machmar inside the Sigur of Neilat, that's Minchatitra, or the Liazer, Altafia Smokam, or come along with the Ashiv, says the Maisa, we're not clear exactly what the Isra Shalavis is. Maybe this, maybe that, we don't know. Maisa says we're not clear, we have to be Machmar. We don't know what the Gedra is. That means we had 1,000 years of Torah. No one said until the past 50 years. No one said anything. We are saying our own Svarah. Based on our own Svarah is mutter. Maybe he did not think of something. Maybe he don't know anything. Shlomo Zalman said, I don't know, we have 50 years of John trying to think of Svarah. He can't think of anything. So there got to be a rule sometime. Come on, with actually, we said. Maybe it's not smart to figure it out. We don't know what the Gedra over here is. Maybe once the answer is that maybe there is an Isser, you don't understand. Therefore, Rabbosna, Shmir Shabbos, Chochani, and most of them might come on to after. Only found two from Halachal Maisa that took on to Paschal's Mutter is the Or Yitzchok and Chosalcha, Vosha Weiss. Otherwise, besides those two, Kaman Evelyn and Anapogi seem to be clearly that the Oilam is not seen to move these lamps at the incandescent. Now, building upon this, Barak 13 years ago, my mother asked me to ask Reuben, could she move her Shabbos lamp on Shabbos? So Reuven says, Maisa api svaro api chayvun sugi maisa ikan. Meaning Maisa to be machmer, but on this, to tilt of a group boy. Tilt of a group boy. So I asked him, you Maisa, you machmer chakmer. She said, this time of the Maisa, the Semechon, tilt of a group boy, even though it's Islam, Maisa is mutter. Maisa see Nana or Chashabit, see down that way from Yashim. You'll see also Balka also. They say, even though we're machmer on these lamps, but if it tilt of a group boy, That's the one thing, Machma, that far. Tell the Gufa, even Sarah Kova Isser, you can do Tilda Gufa. Do it with your foot, no problem. Move the lamp out. What? No, that, so this is. Get the fluorescent. We didn't get the yet.
I wish I had a fluorescent overall.
We'll get to other. This is a. In the case of Sarah Kova Isser, Sarah Kova Isser, it's something with that. We won't get it. Economics. Again, in the case that now this is Eitzah that's brought down from the Zaman and for Shabbos to a Shabbos. I'll say you don't want to get involved with this problem. They say very simple: put your lamp on the Shabbos clock, make sure it's off in the Shmoshes, have it on during the meal, and after the meal have it go off, and then you can move it. Why? Because we know already I came close a locha twice. There's no locha of Muktzah b'Chetzi Shabbos. So make sure it's all finished moshes. Very simple. Use any lamp you want. When it's off, everyone agrees. As long as it's all finished moshes. Building upon this, what about a case where there is no heat? There's no filament. There's only a case that's cold. But this is chashmal. Example, a case of a fan. For the fan, it goes on. It gets maybe warm again. It doesn't get warm. But it's not a case of yet closed point. What's the halacha? If the fan has a filament of chumah of a shalavet, and therefore we say halacha, canamu with the hanhog is not even so good for chumah. No, circle same is the case of a cleat and a creamy water, the whole pump is good from the kind of. The better my case of a fan and things kadoimic like that, the question over here is once when it's on the fan and when it's off, two different times. First, again, when it's on the fan, come over for Shani, he says if a fan is plugged into the wall, since the zarum is coming from another place, outside factor, maybe it's nichol together shall have it, or not claim any nichol is or shall have it, and thereby the chumra shall have it, the fan is muksam magma skufay. Why? Just like Rachel Heves, what gives you the source, the heat in the oil, from the rick? Therefore, since electricity is coming from an outside factor, every fan and any klicha, shmal, if there's no heat, it looks like a screw point. Since I might say your watch, so you think, no, he said, that's a battery, that's all connected, it's not an outside factor. That's all one of the same. Anything that a battery operated flashlight, or conductor has no heat to it, that he wants to be makel. I think if it's plugged in, that he wants to be makel. So I'm not sure why a battery is not an outside source, so that's what we want to call it. And say, in that plug the Muksa Machmas Kufay, like shall have it. Mike, as far as he's a Mamash of the Asi Yoka, no one goes this way. The only argument the Swarm discussed is in a Kli Shemlachta the Isser or Kli Shemlachta the Heter. What is the fact? So, Mazaman Zil Obak, come along, I know, Mike, it's plugged in, you can use it. Either machine's doing luck for you, there's no dinner, Shemisha Kalem, and they have much Kli Shemlachta the Heter. And you can move the fan away from you, to you, whatever you want. It's like any case of Kli Shemlachta the Heter. I've done a shiny, I see there's more time from the Ashur. What? Yeah. You can do whatever you want, say whatever you want. Even that, Klishma of the Heter, even the Chamu itself. Yeah. I've done a shiny, those who call Klishma of the Isser, there's a Biyashu, Biyoimish, Mishabas, and Nemtal, and send them in Swamma to call Kli Isser. Now, the reason why they're calling Kli Isser seems to be the way that Akhu Shabbat says, since it's the way for it to work is through Isser. Since it works through Isser, it's all associated to the first action you putting it on, it will definitely get the Klishma of the Isser. So I'm not sure why that Svar is that so. That's another now another seventh Svar, myself, I'm not sure what it is. The Isser Kli Isser, that means we said before, and the Moshe of my state discusses this case, what's the law for? One should be right, in Chelekesim, called Gimel, Matana Abad Kli Isser. Only Machma calls Klishma of the Isser. Yet in Chelek Gimel, in Simon Memtes, he writes, the law is Yish Tam Godel called Klishma of the Isser. Why? Because Mice is done on the Isser. This is the Isser. He's done on the Nichol Klishma Makhl Isser. But I'm not sure why Moshe would change. One time he held Beishtak and Lechur, it should be Isser. One time he held again. I really think it should be Klishma Makhl Isser. Yeah. But he writes, Echshi, doesn't make a difference. Tzarkup and Kamei is Mutter. We mentioned one definition of Tzarkup and Kamei. When he is placed or blowing upon, he's also Nichol together. Tzarkup and Kamei, he left the letter, and Mice to move it away. Even Yom Zilber, Yom Bosner, and others come along, they write. They're not sure Klishma Makhl Isser. The way Yom Zilber says, Lechur should be Klishma Makhl Isser. Yeah, the Elam says I'm wrong, so fine, but Lazaita calls the Yisr. Then the Elam comes off to right. Better is Kli Yisr. The Elam says I'm wrong, fine, calls the Yisr. They don't really seem to care why they're calling the Yisr. Either way, if you want to start a group of Mekamai, that means at the end of the day, we have 17 Swarm called the Yisr Kli Yisr. They have a Vata, a group of Mekamai is Motor. Kodashani came along with the Chiddush over here, maybe Nichol Shalavet. He said, that's the offer. I'm not sure why it should be Nichol Gedev Shalavet. That's when it's working. When it's not working, then what is it? So again, let's take a case of a fan. The Kamal Shalom Zalman, a simple bottle also brings down, they call it Klishma Makhl Isser, category 2. Has no use. Therefore, it's like the case of Iraq. Now, the fact they're calling that by case of a fan, I'm not sure why in the sea is that so. I have a fan in my house, a standing fan, I hang things on it. I'll keep the door open with it. I think he does have another establishment. Like say something like a wash machine that's off. I don't know. People will keep things inside the wash machine, even though it's not working. What? Yeah. That'll seem to anything. On the walls it will have to come up. I don't see the issue here. I don't think maybe by radiating exact cycle when it's off, maybe in that case there's no other assumptions to it. But my again, they're calling category 2 a matzah. Why? Fine, the ma'aser chulav should be left in the category of klishim lach l'iser. Should be a Shabbos, a full of Shabbos. They call it klishim lach l'iser. Definitely mutter. Not sarku mekamer, not mekamer itself. However, the shalma yehuda being down from the yashiv is what? It must be machmas kufa. You seem to put under the category of shiva kelim. It's broken over here. It's not working. You have to put it on. So since it's not working, therefore shiva kelim ma'aser mukta. Now, if you learn the Kalom of Shiva Kalim, before, since over here, the mice said, first, you're not going to throw it out when it's not working. So therefore, the idea of throwing it out, the mice are not going to make it into a complete clean. Elo Mai, we have a klal to be roi me'im malacha. Any malacha can be roi. Again, I think if fan suddenly has nichol to get a me'im malacha, if you want anything up on it, that'll usually keep the door open. So suddenly has to get a me'im malacha, the master wife doesn't get a Shiva Kali, unless they mean, because you have a bayah, Shem Yitoka. It's like you might connect things together. Maybe you'll also put on the fan if you want the fan to go. I said, I don't see this idea of Shem Yitoka when something's not badly broken, it's an assumption. I'm not sure why they're calling it Shiva Kalim. And the Iker, that's how you use it. You can open turn on. That's not why by Shem Yitoka. Even I think of Yitoran, again, most of them seem to call it a category of Klishim Lashla Isra. So again, they get the fan, I think in the category over here, like a washing machine or any concussion model that has no heat to it. Again, when it's working, Vic this form say it's basically Isra Kliyatr. But it's not working, you definitely get a Klishim Lashla Isra. Now the third lamp, case of fluorescence. Come on the Urka Shabbos and the fluorescent lamp is like a case of Shalevis, it's also. Send to the Shavuot Yitzchak. Shavuot Yitzchak, when he discusses the loch and the gate of the lamps, he instantly asks him again, what's the loch? He says, since you do not know the chalukim between the case and the maithil will be machmer, and therefore one of the cases he throws in is the case of a fluorescent. Now, it's very hard to understand the maithil, why is that so? Fluorescent, there's no heat to it, no flame to it. Now, if he's far, Shabbai, why is it in the case of a fan? A fan, everyone's calling it klishmat, this is no heat. No heat, calling it anything else. So why in the world, by the case of fluorescence, no heat to it, are they trying to call it like they shall have it to be machmer? Al-Mai, you don't know the difference. Fine, don't know the difference of something that has heat to it, as a flame. Why won't it be machmer? So I'm not clear where they're coming from. Al-Mai, tell me where Asla Khlufe. So then, yes, so that's not the idea, the concept over here. No one seems to say the concept. Who says the absence of Asla Khlufe? So it really could be that to fight an Afi Svar Shabbai. Why are you saying Maitha a flame is different in the case of a lamp that's incandescent? Came along with Shlomo Zalman and he says why? Because first of all, the idea that the flame constantly changes and therefore it stands by itself and it has no mamashes. Maitha, can you touch the fluorescent that has gas inside? Can you touch it? It has mamashes, no mamashes. So you can't touch it, no mamashes. Maybe you definitely get out of Shalhavis of this Manachazal, no mamashes. The thing is, this is Shlomo Zalman says to make it as a idea that we look at the flame by itself without the whole sewer of the oil and the wick. He says, why? Because it constantly changes, and therefore we look at the flame by itself. As far as I understand, it's the same gas inside that's being affected. It's not switching over here. It's not one gas, different gas every single time. It's the same gas. If that's so, then the standing of the Messias, therefore then we should look at the whole entire bowl. It's one clee. Okay, so Zaman has a two-stage thing. He says, first of all, let's look at the flame by itself. You know why? Because it constantly switches. Changes, it goes new flame every second. Now it's by itself, there's no mamashes. If you make it this two-stage idea over here, before the two-stage idea is not applied by fluorescence. If it's so, the same gas, as far as I understand, if you crack it open, this powder comes out. I assume that's what we're discussing, that's what cracks it or falls apart. That's what's coming out. I assume that's the gas that's there. Unless I don't know the fact that's going on in the fluorescence. If you say over that way, if you just go stamazoi, the idea is add two stages, need one stage, I seem to go out, Scheinberg says over, you can't touch it, but Gert, the fluorescence is worse. It's worse than incandescent light bulb, you know why? Because fluorescent mice, you can't touch the gas inside, not tangible. So it really depends how you say over these studies over here of why the idea of Shalavis is also. If you said why it's not tangible, if you mach over here. If you said over here it's not tangible and it stands by itself, because it keeps switching over and over, this is the same gas over here. Which leads to a fourth type of lamp.
But that's the second stage.
you can miyach it. No, it has no, it can miyach it, but it's not a market. Because Labak told him, that's the question. Is you need the two things over here at one?
But that's if it's not in the class, there has a mosque because all the gas and everything are there, no? Meaning you could technically touch the gas.
No, you can't.
No?
Not when it's not when it's understand cold. What's going, you can't.
So if you have a box that has things in it, sealed.
It goes away.
Because
I'm not sure how to look at something. I'm not sure how, what?
Because the gases don't go away.
No, the gas is stays inside. It's true, there's some effect. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm
not sure. What's going on there? Has something inside?
Has power,
right? That's how I know.
LEDs.
Oh, now there's nothing in there. The fourth time, not LED. LED, as far as I understand, is a chemical reaction. A chemical reaction. I think, as far as I understand, called LED is a chemical reaction. That is tangible, and that might, for the kulam, should be a thing. It's a chemical reaction that's changing in the thing. The go back over. What's changing now? What's the LED changing? Is it changing a gas inside or changing the bulb? What's changing? What's changing the LED?
Some type of gas.
Sending a gas? Same idea?
Yeah.
We have to maybe at home to find out.
The LED is older.
What's now? So, but if you have to need a first stage that stands by itself, then it might say all these things are most coming from the Zama. Why should you say why? Why should you say not a thing? Don't say. Why? What's it going on? Why are you looking by itself? Why? So the Zama came along and says the only reason why we're looking by itself is because the country switches every single second.
The Russian
holds the light all the spot.
Doesn't explain.
That's what we say it means. Did you say that? No, I don't say that. So it could be economical. Come out of these Shabbos lamps that people made, they may think it may be worse, because it used to be for the Shabbos lamps they have the incandescent light bulbs. They made the Shabbos lamp full of rest and closes inside the heat. Now they have Bayam inside moving it, otherwise the old lamps will be able to move. So again, I'm not sure how to look at the fluorescent. It could be very good now, while us lachlufe, if ourselves will learn the sugi when I'm in flow, exactly as much or not. Now, the idea, the concept of us lachlufe. The code through different cases is, they discuss what about a blanket, a heating blanket, versus something that I feel like a heating blanket. So we could come out all this far, we're much more sure about it. For example, and others, if you're even involved, the time of Mice's motor, the color days, well, Mice is not going to get first for you. If it's not a case of a flame over here. Therefore, the only problem they discuss over here is that my mission is to switch over here, maybe go off and on, and then if they say, I'll just stick your shem and yata, you should make sure it's practically, maybe to make sure you don't play around with the switch. Well, otherwise, you've got a sugya of shalevis, no shakas over here. Another case of what about a, because it's from down by the radiator. It seems to say, well, local mice and simmish chet, there are two types of radiators. The radiator that has water and shem inside, and the radiator that works by coils gets red hot. The cool that gets red hot, he might say kindness, and there's case of shalabas. He's money for machmer, he can be machmer. The one that just kept bubbling and gives off heat because the water's there inside, that he wants to matter. Why? Because it does not get red hot. The whole idea of ash is red. These coils get hot and bubble to water, and this gives a steam to the house. He seems to understand that that's not nifl to get of shalabas at all. It might be nifl to get a bishel, but not nifl to get of shalabas of ash. They even want to tell the radiator of the water inside, it can move from machmer to machmer. There's no problem. No, it's over there. The only is when it gets red hot. Now, the fact that you cannot see the coils, for example, in your platter, you cannot see the coils, says the Arfa Shabbos, so what? Everyone knows it's any buck. He'll tell you the coils inside your platter, the mice have turned red hot, they're able to heat up the food. So it's not, we see it, you can't see it. If it works that way, then you have a baya by your radiator that people will have a signal shall have it in the minix of your machmer. If it's not red hot, just gets heat things off, it should not mean the chalal tumra of shall have it. Yeah, this idea so far. Now, Lakura, another case of discussing coals. Lakura coals is a very interesting case over here. Coals have this mana chazal also. I'm going to make barbecues, there are coals over there. So, what's the look of coals? So, one type of coals is Klisha Machlis, and one type of coals is Mokshi Machlis Uvoi. But actually, if you analyze coals, there are four stages that coals can be. Before you use coals, and you have them in the back. The second stage is when they're on fire, flame coming out. Is afterward, and most people want to make the stage, they don't have it on fire. It's simmering and smoldering, it's boiling hot, and it's red coming out, the third stage. Afterwards, the mice will finish with it. Those are four stages. Of course, you have to go through each stage over here. Now, before you use it, before that my focus, I think when the song is causing the Christian Mass is the Muslim Mahmoud Kufa, because people do not use my son Shabbos. The question really is, what are matches? Are matches a case of Christian Mass is the Muslim Mahmoud Kufa? What's the Shabbos? The one time you said Nashal Kiloi. People call also Nashal Kiloi. People, my son is a victim of what matches are, what calls are, but most of them call it a case of an object, a Kiloi, and then they call it that the Mutter has a cloud of Christian Mass listen. When it is lit as on fire coals, before that's Mahmoud Kufa, it's Shalai. Right, same idea. That's mamish like our circle of a oil cup wick that shall have it on top. He also, there's a flame coming out, have mamish our circle that bottles to the flame. That should be fortunate. The question is, what happens afterwards when half smoldering, and then that's when you're supposed to be cooking your food on top of it? So, my son, someone showed me that before she washed it, more clear and face she washed it, he says, my son, that stage, my son, you're laughing with help. Laughing with help. And I could go out, kosa, not miscover, no problem. Before this should be mamish the case of our life also. It should be black or white. The case of casual, why is no one discussing why infant baskets incandescent light bulbs? Everyone thinks incandescent light bulbs is mana chazal, therefore no one discussing it. They had it. Any poles that has no fire to it is really incandescent light bulb. It's casual, you touch it. It's there, it's not being also glufe, nothing's changing.
There's fire in it, no?
What is that? It's red hot. It's tangible. Is a flame coming out? It shall have it. No flame in it. It's a hot, like metal gets hot, gets red. The coal is red.
Tiny.
Right. It's red. It's red hot.
That's
not red. It's true. So if it gets even worse, the Russian mice says no problem.
Right.
It's even worse.
Right.
It's even worse. What are you saying?
Right.
Again, we have a lechola pocket.
Again, it looks like there's a space in the little thing shooting across.
Where?
Yeah, in the call.
No, it's red. It's red hot. It's just a hot cold. It's red. It's red. A hot.
It's also really cold.
They're cold around. I come on the taste of Rosh and the Rosh. I say right. It's not muksan. What a right brush instead of moshim from the diamond. Before it's one candle, might not look so. Unless you want to tell me that those coals are disgusting cases where there's no redness to it, only heat to it. Only not to us, but I think there are two levels of these coals to me that can be very hot, that's not too red, or can be a case of too red. But my sense, since the Rishon not Machalic, I think this should be the same thing. I think, of course, the Raya Brewer, that they said to me that it's tangible. You see, for a cat, they say a lot of coals that are red, that are hot, and only the flames are not there anymore. After Shamshas, the case of the cold, the mice looks about the scoop, but it's no use. That's fucked, that's Shivik Elam over here. Before we have I think Chloe Ryan, the case of cold and for carrots. Everyone said we're not discussing these cases of lamps with mana there because they never had it. They always had cold. They always had this what discussed. So it seems like the Israel shall have his spirit play and not some Israel hot. Another case is the case of what came out a couple of years ago, the case of a kumkum that they have right now, a Shabbos kumkum. This goes to once again to your bosses. Right now, everyone knows that kumkum during the week, it has a base to it, you connect it, you pick it up, and then you pour out to make your coffee, you put it back down, and it reconnects. What they have now is a Shabbos kumkum, that means the base does not come off from the top. They lock it on for Shabbos. This will always be going, and therefore they have a kumkum for Shabbos. The question, and they have ashkocha to it. The question is ashkocha, what do we stomach upon? A person can use these Shabbos kumkums on Shabbos. So, someone can ashkocha to it. Rav Rubin a couple of years ago, and he wrote the Yishtigal Torah and Echola, Maisi wants to answer. Answer. Echol and Echabur, the Maisi, brought two of them, and he wants to know, local Maisi, can you use them, can I use them? So, if you go this far, like the Moshe, he says to them, Echadil and Maisi's water. And it says, and Osho passed away, and he's ready on Shiva on the case of Kumkum. The whole question might be not far about the Kumkum Shmi water. The question was, I wrote to Rav Rubin, that you write the answer. I told him that the Kodja Moishim Ikedin Lamai says Mutter. Elamai, you can tell me, I told him that Bana told me, the Talmud come for sure it's good. Here's the case of Hefsim Ruba. Oh, the whole time, Svara Moishim Asla Kufay, if you dock a case of lamps, who says by radiator, who says by kumkum, who says by a half plate, who says these things are Asla Kufay? Who says he will equate one to another? Moishim is Kumra, one lamp to another lamp. Who says to take more than that? To Yuchat, to throw up the Yeshiva, and he put away as Hefsim. Boy, Rav Rubin Maisi gave a shir about it a couple of years ago. He starts with a shir. If you learn a pichez in the sugya, the avon sugya, avada shall have it not muksa. It's not no problem. However, the makes me machal like what? So he said, oh, Mamish, I'm very happy. I wrote him, you set up his throw up in the sugar of Adam's water. But all pumps have to move has to move up his son of the father to be Michael. First of water that he really had them. Which I told the person was iffy to buy them and told them no. He really had them.
So the many money shuts.
He had two of them, one pays that for one during the year.
The many money shuts.
No, I didn't say money shuts. Lemay said he said a couple times he said he started to write to me, he said that explained to me upon your upon a of the figure. Then he started writing, then he erased it, started writing again. My sister said, will owe me a letter and answer me why the time so not to be some upon this school over here.
Now,
what?
Now, you're
all day. The Maestro, the comments were what you make of. First of all, you really put two sugars now together. We have the sugar we're learning right now, bosses, and the sugar of shall have it. So, first, let's go into the sugar of bosses. Number one, we have bosses. What is this thing over here? You have over here a kumkum that has the heating element inside, you have water inside. So Michael, let's say it's a bosses, Isser Ulaser. Some sugar bosses, so the Orpah Shabbos discusses this in Sefer, trying to make a test for supposed to say Aleph, in the orange, in the bloom in the back, the Bingham series from the Zalman, how do exactly you look at it? At the end of the day, the Bingham Shmuel Orbach, because since over here, this Kli is Kosh Bifni Atzmoy, and the Maitre is one goof over here, therefore we look at the Kli with the heating element inside by itself without the water. And since the heating element by itself, without the water, is a kli that's being mishamish the coils inside, therefore the bustle is there, therefore this kli itself, the mice is a muksa. Don't understand exactly what the words mean, because some people say if it's one thing, then it's not a, then it should be a kli. If it's two separate things, then let's count the water inside. So I'm not sure why exactly he's calling it over here to be different together as one thing, and then two separate things can be bustled one to another. And the best way, if you want, is if you're about the God argument. In a lock of Shlema, the Simon and Dali says, you want to overcome the Kimu on Shabbos? Forget, the Misham Shriach has one Kli, and therefore it's a Shem Kli. Forget, we have a Kli over here. The Holy Spirit, why saying it's a Muksa, why? Because Shal Heaven has no Shem Kli. It's one thing. One thing, so we have a Kli. Ka'in, the Savior brings down. Ink, we discussed, maybe it's Muksa Makma Skufa, Kli Shemak Isser. Why Muksa Makma Skufa is one time use? But a pen, everyone calls Kli Shemak Isser. Why? Ink is Muksa Makma Skufa, and a pen is Kli Shemak Isser.
Ink.
So why Kli? One time it could now add a Shem Kli. It's all one entity, one group over here, one unit over here. So one time that's the fact that now you have a heating element inside a kumkum, about the kumkum itself is a Kli. And the heating element is Kli. And that's what Mishim Shlomo Zalman said, the idea that we have to switch off to the flames by itself. Flames by itself, therefore now it's a thing, it has no mamashes. Once the flame is part of something, it's one thing, one entity over here, the case that if I care, it's a Shem Kli. Instead of being all back to the kumkum.
There is a glass with everything.
So why can the percentage of chromosomal spouse off so it can't be switched to the flame over and over every second to a new flame?
But
you're not put it together.
If you hold it, a red sun and a shalemis, you don't have to set it. Well,
you can't say
the
red
is a shalemis, but
everything
is a
compost.
No,
but it also has water on it. No, so you come along with the Brazilian one time that it really depends. By a platinum, Tommy says, the icker is the coil. That we're blocking it to put on top of it by the platter. Here, the whole function is not supposed to be a fish, so you pour from the whole water inside. So, but the Kli has its function. The Kli has its own function, and the Kol has its own function. And it's one unit of Abdul Shem Kli. The Israel says, by Kumkum to be Makel, by platter, no, that's the Maitre, that's the heating element, that the whole function is only to heat it.
You think it's the boss is
still after
without?
No, without that, he says the Kli effort. So, the argument first of all is Shem Kli. So, look at this far. Number one, you start claiming over here, maybe the boss is Isser Leheter. Boss the water and boss the heating element. Then you get involved with one question, which I have to get back to on Sunday. What's more kosher? Is the water more kosher? Or the healing element is more kosher? That means you go after we need for Shabbos, the water is more kosher. You go after what you're saving the fire, what's more important to you, the healing element is more kosher. My colleagues, Shlomo Zalman and Moshe, we have my colleagues, they're learning about this question. The one reason you make all the boss is Leheter, and the heter is more kosher. A second sword can you make all. It's fakert, it's who's being mishamish who? The isa, the coil is coming mishamish the water. It's not what? We discussed already that we have a pot, the gita is on top, says Rashi, you know why it's not my smell to figure about this? Because who's coming mishamish who? The isa coming mishamish the heter. Here the isa coming mishamish the heter. The evil fakert, it should be a case that's mutter over here. The bayah we pointed out, even on this far, we want to find a lock is only cheti bosses, up in the chesed mishri Rashi. Then nearest water to the mice is also. And therefore it should come out the only minara out of the kumkum. And can you tell us that's the second story you make one? The third story is the mice is that we do not look at it as being a bottle here at all. it's all one entity. It's one clear here. There's the with the Zwiel Orbach for over here, then the idea that the Chashmal is part of the case of the Kumkum. And therefore there's no Basel here at all, and therefore it's a Shem Kli. And the fourth problem is that the whole Kuf Chimum of Mice is no problem. According to Moshe, according to Shlomo Zalman, Mice is the case of Lamb. There are four spores of Mice of Yitzchak on this Kumkum Chashmali. Mice is a letter printed by Nechut Osher on this thing, he was Kocha to it, and the Tumor Gizal Kocha. And the Archa Shabbos Mice wrote a letter that he called Chalikal against this, not used on Shabbos. The Mice, what do you go do? The minute he machmor, once he bought it already, Yeshua Milis Merchalaku, they told me about that, they told me, a couple people told me that Berkowitz talks in Mutter, even like a Chil to go buy these things. What? Not the pump. A regular kumkum that you have during the week, the small ones? The regular kumkum that they have during the week. What?
The one with the pump
right now. That's another question. I don't know what goes on over there. They're asking me out the pump. I don't know what's going
on. Look at the minute by that one.
Fine, okay. So my thing again, there are those no. Why tell the Bosch? What? Berkowitz? Sorry?
Which one are we talking about?
Maybe it's
there is, you know, regular cooking, the small ones you have at the house, it's $6-$7. So they sell in the stores once for Shabbos.
Right, the Shabbos also.
Right. They just connect the base to it. That's all they do. They lock in the base. Usually comes to the base off, during the week you take off the base. Shabbos lock in the base. And it, yeah, the water does not bubble out. It keeps it warm. Why should it be also? It's like moving. That means, can you move a plaque on Shabbos? Can you move your chill, your crack pot on Shabbos? The minute seems to be a machma because it has coils inside, red hot coils inside. The question is that so? The person should be machma on it. We have four different spores, why should we be able to move it? This is one last thing to celebrate the next thing we'll go through tomorrow with Iker, is that this idea, Kimmel Chazmist, discusses the concept of Kriyas Malkum. There's a new mux over here called that something kveya has a set place, it's mux you cannot mice move it on Shabbos. Where is he getting it from? Basically not Camino. Basically a person has a picture on the wall, falls down on Shabbos, and put it back on the wall. So that's when they point out three different sugyas. One mitzad baino, one mitzad son kiss, one mitzad sugya kviya smoker. So baino, big of a pleasure, my son Michael, that's another sugya and she does well. Tzak son kiss, in the case where it's not on the lease, but not son kiss, the regular picture no one cares about. Discussing one avenue with the sugya kviya smokum. So come on the chaznish, and he says the maestro kviya smokum is mokum. He writes that when Simon Gimel Sukkot Yuzayin, he says that three mokaris with the issa kviya smokum. He makes a designated place for it, also.
So
you leave it there. That means you put it in the shul, your calendar for the year, your brach shemay for the year, it falls down, you cannot put it back. Chazon kis, not chazon kis. Right? It's not point, what?
Something just like standing on the piece.
Yeah, that's where it belongs. In shul, people hang up the Kriya Shema thing, and that's it. That's where it goes for the year. Can you put it back? Is there any answer? Now, some people always think, well, fine, there's something else. The Kriya Shema can be always leave there. So, come on the Chazan, it says, number one, we have a sugya by Menorah. You want that men, Hei Mevei is one of the by Menorah. One person, two people move Menorah. The Gemara says, it's Muxa. Gemara says, why? Kriya Shema. I said, Gemara, I feel the son was also Kriya Shema. He came in the Kalpulit. You want to know for different reason why the sugya of the Nairo. We'll see over there. Why is it called Kviya Smokum? That means you have a Gemara's concept. Kviya Smokum makes Mokstum. Now, since the Chadish Isaac Mort not keep it, he says, cannot really Kviya Smokum? You move the Kilik Sun from place to place. You move the Nairo from place to place. But otherwise, for Esther, we have an idea. Kviya Smokum before she Gemara. Aleph. A second thing he says is that I bring another way Kviya Smokum. Nair. We see, I said already, a person cannot move an air in Shabbat, that's Kriyas Malkum. He also, this is a Makar for Kriyas Malkum. The third thing he says is a loch and sifnu nalaf. The loch when you have a person has a clock on the wall, come on, mishvuas, bring down from the Shai Tshuva, that person cannot move it. A clock on the wall, why can't he move? Must mean, it's mitzad Kriyas Malkum. He ends off after Shtikl, he says, v'ein lono Makar nochem b'gemara, there's no real correct Makar for the Gemara, el zeich ledover. The Zeichel from these Makaris, and therefore these three Makaris, he comes up of a new Sugyo of Kriyas Malkum, a new Mokstam. Mike, the first is to answer his Rivaya, first of all, points out the idea of coming to Kriyas Malkum, the Sugyo of Kriyas Malkum. Mike, the first of all, is not the most Matkono. But when you look at Taishas, as the Chanish himself points out, it's not Pshan the Gemara. Taishas says he's afraid of Kriyas Malkum, Nichol, he's afraid of Chassar and Kis. He puts two Sugyos together. Once Kriyas Malkum, you're Machmin not to move it. That was the one. Havin and said, no, here I'm not Machmin not to move it. So the Tosafot says that he said over here of what not the Kriyas Malkum in a new Muksa. It's nichol the concept of Kriyas of Chassar and Kis. Well, he's against nothing from what must come.
He
says, not like he said, I'm saying Lulik the Beitai Skir. Does not mean Chonkis, no. I don't base Meir, frankly. No, that's Yisuk Mokum. No, that's in Chonkis. That's when you Machpin. Yeah, two of them. That's the Sugya of in and when you Machpin, you need the Yisuk Mokum. That's base Meir thing. You need that Chodah first. He did not do that Chodah. I'm just, again, the Bruch Shemay known as Chodah. No one has a father. It's the calendar. No one has a father. There's no father. The Beis Meir says when you have a father, you need nachas. Now you mock me. He has a father. Beis Meir means then you, even when you are makpim without even mocking, then he wants to be makpim. Alok, but the sugya of ner, I mean, it's very interesting. He makes up a chiddush in ner. It's up when you write from ner. That's not exactly that a clear right. You are a sugya from ner. Shalhevet. That's not a clear right. But Oid, we pointed out his right of be a smok. We have seven caches against. And with three other options, how long the sugya shall have us? It's a very shver raya. The way come along, it says, the sugya from the idea of a clock on the wall. You know, Benzra, I'm going back to it tomorrow, but they study the Issa, if you learn the Sifth and Aleph, about these clocks, it's because it's muksa of medido. You can't measure things in Shabbos. Come along, the Mishabuan says, even in the gate, our clocks, our watches, being that Mishabuan is treated in sheetahs, the Shari Chubas were down, either those one after everything, or one, those one machal, those that's on the wall, or those that's on the hand. Those who want to ask everything about the Shaykhs, on the hand also, not Kavir's Mokum. Those who want to what's on the wall, what's on the hand, you look up the Ma'am Mokum, he points out the Arfa Shabbos, you know what they're calling it? Calling it Klishim Lach Le Isser. That's why it's also Klishim Lach Le Isser, not Kavir's Mokum, but Gerd. It's Mutal Tzar Kukum and Kamai. So the Arfa Shabbos, your Ma'am Mokum coming from clocks on the wall is against you. It's calling it Mutal Tzar Kukum and Kamai. Well, this is the one time in Shlomo Zalman, he wanted to ask the clocks on the wall, so Shlomo Zalman, call it Sarn Kis. But what right to call again the Kavir's Mokum? So Mice again, we have this, his Rayat himself says, you have no Gemara, it's only Zeich Ludover, and the Rayat is a Chiddush also, our fellow. The Mice, again, we have a Chiddush that says, Issa, Bias Mokum, the other team went this way, called Shani, the Sham Yenison. Mice, he can do his whole thing, he wants to have a Muksa called Bias Mokum. He once came to our Kabura to give a whole Shir about, then bought him a tooth and nail, where exactly he's coming from, one time everyone agrees to it, even the Shbu agrees to it. Well, I'm not exactly what he's saying. Why does such a lot of be as mocking? He wants to even see the Mishnah Berurah. The Maisel, the Issa Maisel, Shama Yonison, wrote four volumes on Muxel. So he should know Muxel a little bit. So he came to our Chabura and he tried to say over what he thought was MS, and they will disagree. That's simple. The Maisel, is there Muxel Kriya Smokh? First of all, we talk about a lot of the Issa Kroshka Maisel, and Maisel says, Maisel. So now you can put up there, but there's no moksa. About it falls down, I'll put it back up. So the Talmud is beside this way. Shami Kamaisa says, there's no swarti, it's still be machmer. If you're machmer, that's the Sarn Kis, if I get anyone's item. We see from the sugar of Kodo, that if I get only when I'm machmer, then we have a sugar of an Isser. We're not machmer, forget it, and the mice is mutter. Forget it, says.
You're right,
Mosar. Yeah, forget it, says. If you're Shabbat one this way, if you're anyone this way, or Shabbat, if you're Oizim. The main time it really is, we're learning moksa the whole time. Tons of Torah on it, numerous Makaris for it, and somehow we have numerous Muxas, but one of them is missing. It came over Chanish, a Kriya Smokim. If there's such a Muxa called Kriya Smokim, it got to be brought down somewhere in Gemara. It has to be existing. It cannot just be a Havni in the Gemara, the Gemara next way, the Fisher was in Nechman get a Sarn Kid. It's got to be somewhere, someplace, somehow. No, it's a little bit hard to say. There's right from there. I mean, there we are again, we have seven cash against Malach from there over here. It's very shmer over here. So again, there are those who like being masked with this cognition. If anything falls off the wall of the Maisa, they have a Baya. But you have to get a little bit of Baina, and you have to know, is it Chsarn Kis or not? Maisa, if you masked off, he's forced by his very heart to understand where the Chumash is coming from. The Vada, Amechol, Yishav, Lishmech, and Farmer, Moshe, which again, the Chazish himself says, no Zeich is more. Anyway, if you masked off, the Vada, Amechol, Yishav, Lishmech, and Farmer.
What about
Misa Baina, again, we get to get Shinda as well, also the Chazish, but they also want to be masked. And he's coming from, he's coming there to argue all those Kim Shkolar, Mokavom, and Taz, Mishmu, we all come to argue everybody. So they're hard to watch him after. Again, if you know he didn't put up, why put up for him? I mean, the Chanish says, you're even and you're even Muksa, and it could be maybe Chsarkis, fine. Chach would tell the Rafa. My message tomorrow will go through the end of the Shechet. Sunday will go through the last tip in Shin Yud. Monday we'll finish off the last Sugya Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, which is mad over here. And then we have Chazara, we have 10 days of Shem on Thursday, one whole. And then end of Thursday, the last half hour, we'll do the look in the gear to when Tisha B'Av comes out on Motsoi Shabbat. What? Who wants to take a look at both?